It's interesting that specifically in this book, when we're talking about Hashem's might and his strength and his power, we also tap into his mercy. Micha, Micha, Barachim. Yeah, even if we don't deserve it. By rights, in terms of strict din, because Gevurah is din, that's Yitzchak. Even if we don't really deserve it, we ask for mercy right here and right now. Because yes, you're Hashem, you're Atah Gibor, and you're also Avarachamim. Micha Maich Avarachamim. Who is like you? Someone so powerful and so strong. So inherently and intrinsically wed to din, that can temper that din with rachamim because you're a loving father. And therefore, even if we don't deserve it, we are children, and therefore you'll treat us with special consideration. And therefore, at the time when you're giving out life, zaycher yitzurav, you remember your creations, l'chaim, for life, berachamim, with mercy. Even though we don't deserve it, we speak to the point that you are our creator. You formed us. And therefore it's natural that the creator, our loving father, has mercy and compassion on that which he created. And therefore, tucked away in this bracha of din, we understand that if it was din alone, there's no way we could survive. We understand our shortcomings. And therefore this line of Micha Micha, there's no other being in the world who is so focused on din. And it's right, and it's just, and it has to be, that's able to temper that din with rachamim. On that Yom HaDin, during this time of din, we remind Hashem, and perhaps even more importantly, remind ourselves who we are. We're children of Hashem. We're his handiwork. He created us on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore we invoke our special relationship with him, which is our awareness that we're his children. Our awareness that we're his handiwork. And it's that awareness from our side that also creates a relationship and a bond that allows Hashem, so to speak, to bend the din, to give us more time. It's rachamim. Rachamim. Isn't that just letting us off the hook? No. Rachamim means we've got more time to get this sorted. That's mercy. We're not asking him at this point to wipe the slate clean, but Hashem, it's the Yom HaDin. Give us more time. We're not ready yet. So give us these 10 days. Remember us. Give us more life. Give us more time. Because ultimately, we're committed to this. So in the bracha of Gevurah, which is almost the bracha of doing things that we, in the human world, would seem impossible, we can ask for this rachamim within the din. Because Hashem has all the power. He made the rules. He can look out for us and he can look after us.